The Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, music, interviews, and much, much more. Now, welcome your host, Smiley J.
Hey, y'all. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone Show. I am your host, Smiley J. And I want to thank you guys for joining me today. Yes. And let me first say hello to all of my new listeners. Hello, new listeners. Hey, guys, do me a favor to all my new listeners. Be sure to drop me a line and just let me know where you're listening from. Drop me a line on my Facebook page, The Smiley J Artist Zone, or on my Instagram page, SmileyJ_Artist Zone. Now, I have a great show for you today. Hanging out with me in the Artist Zone is Miss Tangaree Hayward. Now, y'all definitely don't want to miss that. Me and Miss Hayward, we had some girl chat and we just had a good time. And I don't want you guys to miss it, so don't move. Because if you move, you lose. So I don't want you to lose out. And I also want to, you know what? Let me do some more shout outs. Let me shout out my biggest fan and supporter, my husband. What's up? Hey, Mr. Smiley. Just kidding. Hey, hon. Hey, TJ. Love you. Thank you for, you know, for supporting me in the background. I really appreciate it. And I also want to shout out Mr. Kevin Kojo Prince, also known as DC Gordy. Yes, he's the man behind the scenes, show producer, that's helping me pull all this together. Now, I got to be honest. We fuss just about every other day. But I also appreciate that brother. Yes, he's my brother from another. I also want to shout out DC Candace. Yes, DC Candace has been listening since episode one. Thank you, girl. I so appreciate you. You know, it's always good to have folks in the background that's supporting you and cheering you on. You know, I appreciate that. And, you know, I want to say hello to San and Kitty, and I just want to thank all of my supporters all over, wherever you are. And I definitely got to send a big, big, big shout out to the Surrey Hills Soul Train Show. Thank you for letting a girl take your listeners home on the Drive Time Show, letting your listeners hang out with me. I appreciate it. And y'all be sure to check out the Surrey Hills Soul Train Show, where they play, well, they are playing the best soul, smooth jazz, and gospel music 24 hours a day. Yes, and also check out Pump It Up magazine. Their motto is reaching for the stars while standing on earth. I like that right there. Y'all be sure to check out Pump It Up magazine. Visit their website. It's really easy, pumpitupmagazine.com. And you can also listen to Pump It Up Magazine's radio. Yes. Find out all about them by visiting their website. So you guys know I like to give out a lot of information. You know, some of it you can use and some of it, you know, maybe not so. But I'm going to do it anyway. Now today I want to talk about music. Yes, because that's what this show is all about. It's all about the music. Now I want to talk about the benefits of music. Now, music is not only used for dancing and listening. You know, there are like a lot of benefits to music, and we're going to talk about them. Now, do you guys remember hearing a particular song? You know, you're driving or you're cleaning up and you hear a particular song, an old song, and it brings back sweet memories. Yes, maybe take you back to your college days or your high school days. Yes, music has that effect. Then did you know that people are born with the ability to tell the difference between music and noise? Now, I got to be honest. Some music is noise to my ears. I'm not, you know, all music ain't good music. So, but anyway, we'll save that for another show topic. But let me finish telling you the benefits of music. You know, music is used to help improve your mood. You know, it can help you out with anxiety and stress. And, you know, music is also good for the babies. Music helps soothe the babies. Just throw on some nursery lullabies and see what happens. Watch that little baby drift right off to sleep. Now, they have music therapy. Music therapy is also used for end-of-life care. Now, here's my personal favorite. Music is used for working out. Yes. Now, I don't know about you, but I cannot work out without music. If you have the right playlist on, you may can add an extra 30 minutes to your workout. So as you can see, there are many reasons why you should listen to music. The bottom line is that people are dealing with like COVID-19 stress, and it's causing a lot of anxiety. And I don't want you guys to be stressed out. And so y'all just make sure that you are listening to good music and keep those stress levels down. All right. Now, I told you, I promised you that I would be short, and I'm done. I'm done with that smiley segment. So let's go ahead and introduce today's guest. All right. Miss Tangeray Hayward is a Philadelphia native who grew up in church and has found her voice. Now, it's no secret that Philadelphia is a city known for providing world-class musicians and singers. And Miss Tangeray is another unforgettable emerging talent to add to Philly's list. She's claiming her seat amongst Philly's finest artists. Now, she has performed varied music genres from gospel to opera. But, you know, being a Philly native, you know she's going to bring that R&B and that good old soul music that we all love to hear. So you know what? Let's go ahead and give Miss Tangeray a warm welcome. Put your hands together and welcome Miss Tangeray Hayward. Hey, Tangeray, how you doing today?
I'm good, Smiley J. How are you?
I'm doing well. And how's that little lady of yours?
She is doing fabulous, you know, just living her best life, you know, running me around ragged.
She is absolutely precious. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
So first, I just want to congratulate you on your two singles, you know, on your highly anticipated album, This Kind of Love and This Thing.
Well, thank you. I had a great time, you know, recording it. And I'm so glad that the songs are, you know, getting the accolades that it's getting.
Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful song. And I got to tell you that you really put it down on that song. I mean, let me just say, I know the single women, this is going to be the anthem. Look, this is how I want to be loved.
That's right. That's what This Kind of Love is all about. And, you know, we, you know, at some point we've been heartbroken. We put up that wall. But, you know, I'm here to tell somebody, you know, the love is out there. And, you know, and I had to believe that, you know, and I truly believe that.
Good. You know what? Because love is what makes the world go round. So, yeah, we need these kind of songs to, you know, to kind of prep us, you know, this is the kind of love I want. This is the kind of love I want to give.
That's right. And I'm not going to settle for nothing less.
There you go. So speaking of settling, are you single?
For the moment, yes. And it's part of not settling. There you go.
So listen, fellas. Listen to the lyrics of This Kind of Love. Pay attention. Because if you're pursuing this young lady, you better come correct. She didn't already spelled it out for you. So you shouldn't be getting it wrong.
Yeah, and I'm waiting. He's going to be taken care of, so, you know, it's going to be all good.
There you go, a good balance, right? Y'all take care of each other. There you go.
Yeah.
So I understand that there is a challenge that you have for This Kind of Love. Can you tell my listeners about it in case they want to participate in this challenge?
Yes. So I started it on TikTok. So there's a little clip of the song, and basically you just lip sync it. You hashtag MSTQ music and also hashtag This Kind of Love Challenge. And I don't care if it's men, women, boys, cats, dogs, girls, anybody. I just want to see the love going around all around the world. And I would just love to see videos from everybody, you know, to be a part of This Kind of Love Challenge. I think it'll be a great challenge.
All right. So all my listeners out there, you know, go ahead and you know, submit your challenge, you know, and you're posting the challenge. Are you posting some of the videos, on your page?
Oh, yeah, social media page. I'm posting them all. I want everybody to see them. So, or even if, you know, people send me pictures, I'll make the videos, you know, and play the song, but I would love to see more participation. You know,
okay,
I've been using myself, my daughter, both of us. I'm about to start using the teddy bear. So, you know, come on out and participate in this challenge.
There you go. Well, I don't think you're going to have any problems there.
Well, that's good.
So I also want to congratulate you on, charting on the UK Soul chart. I mean, you were named, Artist of the Week in early October, and, you also was nominated for best new artist and song of the year, right? Soul tracks.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Did I miss something?
No, ma'am. These past 2 months have been something else. And it's just an honor just to be, you know, on the charts and being nominated for new artists and song of the year. I mean, song of the year. I'm like, what?
Look at that. Well, you know, people like what they like what they heard. They like the song. You know, it's a very relatable song. It's beautiful. It's heartfelt. I mean, you put it down. And I got to tell you that, I just love the background vocals on that song. So do we have any shout outs for the background vocals?
Yeah. Shout out to Tangeray Hayward for those background vocals.
So, oh my gosh, you performed your own. Okay, I hear you.
Yes,
beautiful.
Ma'am. All beautiful. Three of them. So Tangeray, and Tangeray. Shout out to them. They worked hard.
Shout out to all three of those girls. They did it. Wow. Yes. Now listen, speaking of background vocals, you had the opportunity to perform background vocals for a 3-time Grammy winning songwriter. Who's also from Pennsylvania. Now she's not from Philly, but she's definitely, making a mark in the music industry. You want to tell us who that might be?
Yes, the one and only Pink. And we accept her in Philadelphia. You know, we claim her as one of ours. But yes, I was chosen out of 30 people. It was 30 of us. And we made like a makeshift choir for the song, I Am Here. And it was great to be just a part of a major song with local artists, and you know, it was just a great experience. She was cool and so down to earth, and so it was just a wonderful experience. I called out of work that day to do that, so I'm glad I did.
Oh, good. Well, I would have called out too, and I'm glad you did as well. So listen, I know this is kind of like a cliche question, but I gotta ask it because I know my listeners, I'm sure they want to know, so I gotta ask the questions that I think they may want to ask. So, you know, I know growing up in Philly is the music mecca. Did you have any, artists that you listened to growing up that had an influence on you or?
Yeah. So, well, Jill Scott, Whitney Houston.
Whitney. Okay.
Whitney Houston, Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, because see, my mom played a lot of those records, you know, so mm-hmm. If I wanted to stay down in the living room with her, I had to listen to what she played, you know. I love Michael Jackson. Oh my God, Michael Jackson was the man, you know. I just loved all of his songs, but Whitney Houston, but also Mary J. Blige. When I was in high school, she was a big, big deal as far as mm-hmm. me performing and just singing. Like, I remember when What's the 411 came out, I learned that whole album in a weekend and knew every single song.
I think we all did.
And then I wanted to wear the baseball hat with the skirt, you know, the pleated skirt. So I would get out, I would go out, buy my Reeboks and buy my little tennis skirt. And I was just doing the dances and everything to the video. And also En Vogue. That's still my favorite mm-hmm. group of all time for me. I love En Vogue. And then I'm so hyped because one of the members of En Vogue, Maxine, she's one of my Facebook friends. And when she clicks like on my stuff, I just be all hype, you know, but I love En Vogue. They're another group where I know all of their songs. And I used to get in trouble as a kid. I used to order their videos on cable network. So my mom would get the bill like, who ordering all these videos, you know? So y'all got in trouble. Or when they came out with Hold On. That, and I actually, I also won a singing contest when I was 12 years old. I beat out these teenagers and I sang Don't Go from En Vogue, okay, their first album. So I won a double cassette radio. Yes, I
look
did.
At you. All right. those are great memories. And you know what? And since then, you definitely have established your own sound and you're putting in the work. So, I know that you're no stranger to hard work and discipline and, you know, having strong work ethics, because you know, you're accustomed to that. And you know, just based on, you know what? I'm gonna let you tell my listeners, about your prior life prior to singing. I mean, I know you're still working, but tell my listeners what some of the things you've done.
Okay. So, well, one, I was raised by a single mom. So of course, you know, sometimes you don't have no choice but to help out and you have to do things. So She was a big major, influencer in that regard. So even till this day, even with how I raised my daughter, I still take all the little jewels and nuggets that my mom had gave to me. And I'm just using them just to maintain. But also, I am in the reserves. I'm a medic in the reserves, and I have 30 months to go. So I'm counting down with that. And, you know, being in the military, you know, people look at me and they're just like, oh, my God, I can't believe, like, you're in the military. Like, you held a gun. I'm like, yeah. but I'm a medic. So just using my healthcare experience, you know, going out there. And, you know, military medicine is just so different. Mm-hmm. In the aspect of, you know, what you would have to deal with, especially, you know, in a combat situation. So it's a whole nother different grind. But also I currently teach medical assisting. So I teach at a vocational school. And so I teach students how to draw blood and do vital signs. So they're the ones that when you go to the doctor, they bring you back and basically just take care of you and do everything that you need to do. So I've been teaching that for over 10 years. And that's one of my pride and joys. And my students are just ecstatic that they see me on Instagram and they see me on the charts and stuff. So they're real hype. And I'm like, well, look, you know, the money ain't rolling in yet. So I'm still going to fuss all out and, you know, do what I got to do, get y'all together. So, you know, they might think I'm gone. And probably some of them probably wish I was gone, but you know, it is what it is.
But I know they are super excited. And let me just thank you for, you know, your military service and just all of your, you know, your civil servant duties. We appreciate it.
Thank you for supporting. Thank you for supporting.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I also want to just applaud you for taking, you know, for taking that leap of faith towards your dreams of singing, you know, and, you know, being a single parent and working long hours. I just want to applaud you for taking that step. And we know that there are many talented people out there who have not fulfilled their dreams because, you know, either they lack the faith or they're just too fearful to take that first step. But you, Ms. Hayward, you have definitely taken that leap of faith. So I guess my next question to you is, do you have any advice to give to that person, that listener out there right now who is talented, but they're kind of stuck between fear and living out their dreams? What would you say to that person?
Follow your heart. You know, if your heart is telling you to go east, go east, do not go west. And heck, find me on Facebook or Instagram and send me a message if you need some words of encouragement, because I will help you. You know, the great thing is, you know, I have a lot of people that are supporting me. You know, it's definitely not easy to leave what you're accustomed to, leave what you're used to, leave what was comfortable, to put yourself in a new position that you're not familiar with and you're not comfortable. But I promise you, in the end, you will meet a lot of great people, just like I met you, Smiley. Like, had I not met, you know, left my job, I may not even be talking to you today. So I'm just thankful for all the blessings, all the good, all the bad that has even come, because there were some things that's not so great. You know, I thought my car was going to have to be repossessed, and I thought I was going to have to hide the car. My poor daughter, like, well, Mom, why are we walking up here? You know, so it's just been a lot. But all I can say is God is good. And even like an hour before stuff is due, like the money just comes in. So I'm just learning how to just trust God and just, you know, and just continue to go, because I know that this is for me. Like, I don't see myself doing anything else right now. And, you know, if it's for you, it's for you. But, you know, just follow your heart. And again, if you need some encouragement, find me and write me, and I will help get you through it. I will give you those encouraging words.
I love it. I love it. And thank you for just keeping it all the way real and 100. I really appreciate you, you know, just being so candid and personal, because it's going to help someone. You know, I know there's someone out there who is just battling with, do I do it? Do I not do it? I need to pay the rent. I need to do this. So I appreciate you just keeping it all the way real.
Thank you. I find that when I do keep it real, like some people, then their mouth just drops open because, you know, when they see the pictures on Facebook or Instagram, they don't see the struggle. You know what I mean? And I try to stay positive despite, you know what I mean? And, you know, and I'll, you know, give them a rundown. Oh, you want to look at this picture? Let me show you where I got, you know, how I got these earrings. Somebody gave me this. Somebody let me borrow mm-hmm. that. So, you know, you got to put it together. But, you know, I just want to let them know, like, it is not all glitter and gold, you know, but I'm thankful that, you know, I'm just able to keep on keeping on. But, you know, you just got to do what you got to do and utilize your resources. That's another thing, because I was used to just being so independent and doing everything on my own that I had no choice but to depend and learn how to just say, okay, yes, thank you. I will take that. So I had to learn how to, you know, just humble myself and just take the help.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, indeed. Now, you know, when this whole COVID fiasco is over, I must definitely catch you at one of your live performances somewhere here on the East Coast, West Coast. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm going to catch one of your live performances. Because I got to hear this kind of love live. I just know you're going to break it down.
Oh, I can't wait. And I remember when I was in the car and I was, you know, still trying to figure out how I wanted the song to go. And I'm listening to the track and I'm driving. And I said, oh, my God, I got it. La, 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 la. And I said, I could hear people just singing it all over across mm-hmm. the room, you know. And so when I told the producer I wanted to have that at the end, you know, he was cool, you know. And that's just what I felt. And I sent my stuff to Blues Alley a while ago, but I ain't going to say nothing.
That's okay. That's Blues Alley. Okay. That's all right. Okay. They're going to call you back. You don't have to do a follow-up call. They're going to call you back.
It was some time ago, maybe because I was doing cover songs, but I wasn't.
Okay. Well, you know, the word is out. So it's no secret. So listen, before I go, I have to make sure that my listeners know where to get in touch, where to buy this music, where to check you out, this challenge. Let's give that, all of your social media, contact information out again for me.
Okay, sure. So because my name is Tangaray like the gin, I could not use Tangaray.com, of course. So my website is mstqmusic.com, Miss TQ Music. And also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you can find me at MSTQ Music.
Okay, okay. Now, one more thing. I got to ask you this. You know, you're a Philly girl. You know, it's a lot of great talent out of Philly. And I know that there's probably many, but I got to ask you, if you had to name your top three favorite artists from Philly, who would that be?
My top three. Okay, so one would have to be Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay.
And I just love him. And, you know, just watching him perform and just the reactions from the women, especially, you know.
Oh, yes.
It amazed me. You know, it was just like, wow. Also Patti LaBelle. Of course, I love mm-hmm. Patti LaBelle. I've loved her even when she was with the LaBelles. I've loved her. And also, of course, more recently, Kendrick the Family Soul. I love, you know, just love their vibe. I love their music. They're just, you know, just a soul-filled couple, you know.
Yes.
And I do. I love them. And, you know, they're great people. And they're just so down to earth. And, But I love their music as well.
Yes, great, great, great top threes. I know it was difficult because, you know, like I said, Philly is the music mecca, yeah, but thank you for sharing that. I was just, yeah. So thank you for sharing that. And today I will be playing This Kind of Love for my listeners. Now, when is the album coming out?
The album is going to be out the end of March. I believe it's going to be March 26th. Mm-hmm. And it's entitled Definition of a Woman. So you'll hear the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, all of the facets of Tangaray, you know.
I love that title.
Yeah, because so, you know, I'm a woman. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a mature woman. And so I have to share. I'm sharing everything. It's almost like writing a book. It's a book and song.
There you go. All right. Well, you know what? I'm excited. I'm looking forward. So you know what that means. It means you got to come back when you drop that album. You got to do this again and talk about some of the other songs that I know are going to be conversation pieces.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna send you the one today on the one that's out that's about to cause a little ruckus.
Oh, I get to thank you. I get to preview it.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
You said it's gonna cause a ruckus?
It's already started. Okay. I've already had people tell me that they will not be able to play it on their show.
Oh, but you know what? I like that kind of stuff. Send it my way.
I will.
I want to thank you again for stopping by. We had so much fun. We're going to go ahead and get into your new single, This Kind of Love.
Hi, this is Kevin Kojo Prince from Spur of the Moment, and you're in the Smiley J Artist Zone.
All right. It's that time. Yes, all good things come to an end. But guess what? I had so much fun, and I hope that you did as well. I want to thank our special guest, Miss Tangaree Hayward. Be sure to check out her new single, This Kind of Love. I mean, she really poured her heart and soul into that song. So, fellas, check out the lyrics and pay attention. Also, ladies, you pay attention as well. Make sure that you are lovable and that you can offer, you know, a certain kind of love. Y'all be sure to check out Miss Tangaree. Check her out on her social media pages. Her website, mstqmusic.com. That's mstqmusic.com. And until next time, guys, be well, stay safe, and remember to listen to good music. Your ears will thank you for it. And also, it'll help cut down some of that stress. I'm Smiley J, and I'm out.